Ardent, with passionate feeling. As an ardent supporter of the mayoral candidate, Jackie attended each of her gubernatorial debates. At the championship game, the ardent fans cheered loudly. Dwayne volunteers at the animal shelter once a week because he is an ardent animal lover. The children made an ardent appeal to the city council to protect the meadow from retail development. Perceptible. Capable of being perceived, recognized, understood. As the solar eclipse progressed, Tito noticed a perceptible drop in the air temperature. During the intense scene, the actor spoke so softly that her voice was barely perceptible. The composer's repeated patterns were perceptible to those in the audience who listened carefully to the symphony. God's love for humanity was perceptible to Shauna and her family as they actively looked for the beauties of nature during their hike. Demur, to oppose, object, or delay. "That's too extravagant," demurred Maggie. "You can't demur your decision any longer," Francis said. "It's time to choose." "See here, Hilda," demurred William a little sternly. "All this is wasting time." "But you have not even given me a chance," demurred Diego. Inert, unable to move or act, lethargic. The poor injured puppy lay inert. He did not even have the energy to move. Jacob is sadly inert now after his long illness left him terribly weak. Martha's hand froze on the doorknob. A sudden noise from behind left her inert. The sick toddler, usually bursting with energy, sat inertly on the couch all morning. Tremulously, with trembling, quivering, or shaking. Nervous at her first performance, Abigail approached the microphone and tremulously sang the first few notes of the aria. Withered with age, Grandfather placed his hand tremulously on Alex's and looked into his eyes with gratitude and love. Michael took a deep breath, approached Natasha, and tremulously asked her to go with him to the dance. The last few leaves of autumn, orange, yellow, and red, clung tremulously to the branch as the bitter wind gusted. Tersely, abruptly concise. While some of her novels were rather long, Annabel wrote her short stories tersely enough to meet the contest's guidelines. Deeply moved by his mother's expression of love, Jabari responded tersely, "I love you too." Trying to read a report and listen to the webcast at the same time, Allie tersely answered her employee's question. One contributing factor to Hector's success as a lawyer was his ability to summarize the applicable points of the law both tersely and accurately. Sundry, various, miscellaneous. For her project, Jada gathered sundry items in a basket that reminded her of her mother. Tricia was always popping into the store at sundry times. We never knew when to expect her. Cameron listed all of his sundry travel expenses for the conference under the miscellaneous expenses category of the expense reimbursement form. We were finally ready for the party after adding sundry final touches to the decorations. Veritable, truly called, real, genuine. Tessa's aunt proudly exclaimed, "Tessa is a veritable genius." After weeks in the cramped, noisy apartment in the city, Josiah found the secluded cabin in the forest to be a veritable paradise. Our generation is living through a veritable explosion of information and technology. For Jasmine, the university's library is a veritable treasury of knowledge and adventure. Plaintively, with sorrow, mournfully. The lone bagpiper played the haunting melody plaintively as the clan chieftain was laid to rest. Sharon wept plaintively when she thought about leaving behind all she knew and loved and moving to the distant city. The stray dog, obviously hungry and tired, whimpered plaintively at Oscar's side. "Isn't there anything we can do to help?" Dion cried out plaintively. Remonstrated. Said with protest, reproof. "We don't need another gadget, Joseph," his wife remonstrated. "That's not fair," remonstrated Paul. "When I've been working so hard, everyone else has been sleeping." "Why did you do that, Sue?" remonstrated her mother softly. "That hurt Lizzie's feelings." His soldiers remonstrated with him, but the commander declared the attack was necessary. Consternation, a feeling of alarm or dismay. The dog circled the table in great consternation, eyeing the ham that was just out of reach. To Anna's consternation, her prize roses were wilted and dry. The report brought great consternation. The whole town was alarmed. To his utter consternation, the coach's players did not follow any of his counsel. Incredulous, disbelieving. She stood frozen in the doorway, incredulous that three small children could create such a fantastic mess. Incredulous and suspicious, David cautiously accepted the extravagant gift. A roar of incredulous laughter broke out. No one believed the man's story. "That's impossible," Gabriel said incredulously. Mollify, to soothe or soften. In an effort to mollify the crushing blow somewhat, Maria promised to come home for every holiday. Jake desperately tried to mollify his little sister's racking sobs. "I gave Jose a card, hoping to mollify his hurt feelings." Nothing seemed to mollify Melanie. She insisted on remaining angry. Dilapidated, in a state of neglect or disrepair. The building inspector recommended to the planning commission that the dilapidated house on Mossvine Drive be demolished. Ramon and his younger brother came upon a dilapidated barn when wandering through the meadow. To Anne, the dilapidated cathedral was beautiful and inspired her to write a poem to capture her feelings of awe and wonder. The dilapidated windows seemed to cry out for some loving attention.